one. And we're back on News Talk 107.9, Neil Larson. And joining us in studio this morning is our friend, our coworker, Jay Osmond. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Neil. How you doing, man?
Good, good. How's I mean, I see you every day.
Yeah.
And we've had you in a time or two to do this, but you've been here for, what, three, four months?
About 4 months now.
Okay. How's Idaho radio treating you?
Oh, I just love, Karina and I just absolutely love it. We love working here and getting to know everybody that's, you know, like yourself. Every day we see each other and we do our radio show over at Arrow 107.1. But I just think it is so fun, man. My whole life has been in and out of radio growing up. You know, we're promoting a record and we're always doing interviews. And I said to myself a long time ago, I said, one of these days I'm going to just be right in radio and just interview others or talk about things that are important and loving. I just love music. And so it's just a natural fit for Karina and myself.
Yeah. Well, you guys have just fit right in and we love having you in the building.
Thank you, bud.
We've had that question that I think gets asked about a lot of celebrities and celebrity families. Like, what are they like in person? Because, you know, there are celebrities that can be really nice, but behind the scenes. And we're like, no, they are the nicest people ever.
Well, I appreciate that, man. You know, it's been a whirlwind my whole life. And getting to know celebrities, getting to know different people in show business. And it's the business of show. You know, and sometimes it's a lot smoke and mirrors with people. And
sure.
But like you said, they're in real life, these entertainers are just like everybody else. They're just, you know, they go home at night, they go to sleep,
right.
I mean, they just normal people.
Real people with real challenges.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the reason I asked you to come in today, we learned that you and your family, your very famous family, knew Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just going to let you tell the story. How'd you come to know him? What role did he play? How did you feel when he passed last week?
Oh, that was so sad. Yeah. Well, how we first got to know Chuck is through Elvis. We were talking to Elvis about our dancing. And this is back in like 70, 71. And we would go backstage because Elvis was starting his new Viva Las Vegas start. In 1970 or 71 at the International Hotel, and it was being changed over to the Hilton. We were the last ones to perform at the International Hotel with Nancy Sinatra. And so that changeover is where we got to know Elvis,
because
he lived on top of the hotel, you know, where he called it the Fishbowl, which is on top of that. It used to be the Hilton, but anyway. And so he would come down during our performances and watch us entertain in the lighting booth, and then, you know, and then we would go backstage with his after his shows, and we just got to know him as a real good friend. And so he gave us, after a while, he became like more of like a brother. And he says, you know, brothers, I got to be honest. He says, I'm a big fan, but you got to macho up your act, you know. And we didn't know what he meant by that.
Yeah.
And so we started talking about, we were doing these tap dance things, and you know, I got rhythm, you know, that kind of jazzy things. And he says, brothers, you need to change your look. So he had his clothes designer, Bill Ballou, come in and change our outfits to look like Elvis.
Yeah,
and
right.
He says, so he took us under his wing to be a mentor. And then he said, you need some karate in your act. You know, and because he was, and so he said, you need to, you guys can dance, you dance so in sync, but it just needs to be more macho.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so we, of course, you know, you listen to Elvis Presley, man.
He's Elvis Presley. Yeah, for sure.
And it was great. So he says, I want to introduce you. This is way back before Chuck Norris became Chuck Norris. Yeah. He says, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine who I know can help you with that. His name is Chuck Norris. And so we got with Chuck in his karate schools. He had a bunch of karate schools in California. So that's where we started taking karate lessons from him.
Yeah.
And then, so Chuck.
So he wasn't a celebrity
as
he became known to be at that point. He was just a karate guru that had a bunch of schools, karate schools.
Right. And at that time, he had done one movie with it's Way of the Dragon, I think. He had done that movie, but he said, he was trying to get into, he was trying to break into the movies, actually, when we got to know him. And and then after a while, he became, you know.
Yeah, he became a household name.
Household name, yeah. But it was really funny when we started taking karate lessons from him. And he had this thing called, I have eyes in the back of my head. You know, and I said, you do not, you know, he was just a buddy. Right. And he said, and he looked at me like, yes, I do. And I says, you do not, Chuck. Nobody has eyes in the back. And he says, don't ever question me. I have eyes in the, I can see behind me. And I said, really? Yeah. He's kind of like a, he says, it's kind of like a different sense, you know?
Yeah.
And so I thought it would be kind of fun to see if he was telling the truth.
Yeah.
So I was pretty good at what they called a jump sidekick.
Yeah.
Excuse me, beside a jump round kick. And I would get up to where I could clip your ear really quick and know exactly how to do it because it's a quick move. I mean, just it's jumping, you know, tap. So he was talking to one day, he was talking to a couple of people looking at a picture on the wall and their backs were turned to me at this karate studio. So I came right, just walking past him and did a quick jump. So, no way you could see me.
Right. Yeah.
Quick jump to his ear, to his right ear. He caught me in midair, and my ankle in midair, and flipped me in midair, and dropped me to the ground. And then he comes right over at me and says, "Don't you ever, ever do that again."
Wow.
And he says, "You got to believe me. I know what I'm seeing behind me." And I go, "Yes, sir."
Wow.
It was like, it was amazing. And but in fact, a couple of years ago when he did the 4th of July parade in Provo, I asked him, I says, "Chuck, do you still have eyes in the back of your head?"
Yeah.
And then he pulls his hearing aids out. He says, "No, but I have these now." he was the coolest guy. And he changed the way we dance, the way we perform, and we put karate in our act. And that's how we got to know Chuck.
So this was kind of an ongoing relationship for a while.
For years.
He'd train you for things. And you became friends. Like it was, he was someone that your family embraced and
he was a great Christian and a great patriot.
Yeah.
And I just really, I had a lot of respect for him, not just because he taught us perseverance and discipline and some skills, but he taught us something about street fighting that is pretty scary and that how you can intimidate. And if someone's pushing you around, you can just, the way he is. And he can move someone from one end of the room to another in 3 seconds. Mm. And it was the way he would do it. And so he taught us the skill on how to be assertive. And when you have to go and defend yourself, don't be like defensive. You have to be assertive. And so he taught us a lot of things. But and also he just taught me some things that about the mind, how his mind was really disciplined. And and how your focus.
Yeah.
And I've used a lot of his skills. I remember one time when I was playing my drum solo on stage, I was really sick and I could barely move my arms. And I remember his voice, focus, focus. Hmm. And it got me through my drum solo. I mean, it just, because it's a mind game you play. And that's what karate is to you. It's a lot mental and a lot of physical. But
so it wasn't just beneficial from a physical karate standpoint.
No.
It helped you in your other disciplines in your life too.
Very much so. And talk to us about you know how karate is just a form of art of defense, but it also teaches you many different things. It's just like golf, you know how golf is not golf, but it teaches you you know discipline and patience but that's what karate does too. It gives you all kinds of skills, not just the physical.
Yeah, well that's what a great story. And when you learned the news last week that he had passed, what went through your mind? That must have been, you know, a shock, a little bit of a shock to you. Because he's the guy, I mean, his aura was invincibility. He's the guy that never was going to die, you know? He was going to overcome everything. But it claims all of us eventually.
It does. It does. It you know, in your mind, it shocks you because, you know, he's Chuck Norris, you know?
Yeah,
And all of them, he loved those memes, by the way. He always thought those were so funny. And, you know, about him, how that just mushroomed. Or, I mean, I'm snowballed.
Yeah.
And, but I thought, I even in my own mind thought he was invincible, you know? And because I have had such a wonderful respect for him. And as a person as well. And so, but it did shock me. It kind of just kind of, oh, this is Chuck. He can't die.
you know?
Yeah. But you're right. It happens to everybody.
Well, Jay, one of these days, we'll have to do another interview about your relationship with Elvis, because I think that could be equally interesting. But thanks for telling us about your relationship with Chuck Norris today.
It's great to be with you, and hope you have a good day, Neil.